I'm tired of hearing from some of these nitwits. Deal with the facts. And the facts are this. We now have a global shortage of diesel and aviation fuel, which are two. If you want to say you got four cornerstones in a building, these are two of the cornerstones of the global economy. That if all of a sudden aviation prices are going up and diesel prices are going up, then prices everywhere are going to be going up because the goods that are hauled, et cetera, are going to have to pay higher transportation costs. So that's really at the heart of this war. That and some said, oh, that this was some elaborate plan by the United States to, you know, to somehow get control of the world economy or some stupidity like that. Look, the United States didn't think this through because they've now screwed themselves. They don't have an alternative to find more diesel, more aviation fuel. And this is having a direct impact on the U.S. economy. And it's just, it's going to get worse with each passing day. Because you know, let's assume that you get the Strait of Hormuz open tomorrow and unfettered, you know, that there is no damage to any of the pumping stations, you know, the oil fields in Kuwait or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or Bahrain, the United Arab. No, everything's just great, which it is not, but it, just if it's great and they start pumping, it's 40 days before that oil gets to the United States. So we do it now and, you know, okay, end of August, we got something. And so then, but you're already dealing with another month of deficit. So you're looking at potentially taking up to 3-4 more months. If we get started tomorrow, we wouldn't start seeing some relief on from this economically until probably 1st of November at the earliest. But that's not happening. The Gulf is shut effectively. The United States is escalating its war against Iran, and Iran is responding in kind. And basically, not basically, it is driving the United States out of the Persian Gulf. It was one of Iran's demands in its initial 14-point, you know, MOU proposal and asking the United States to willingly leave. Now, Iran is, they're not asking the U.S. to willingly leave. Iran is forcing them to leave by bombing the hell out of their forward bases, forcing them to retreat. And so the retreat of U.S. forces from the Gulf Coast, the Persian Gulf countries, as well as now Jordan, it's underway. And that's not going to get reversed anytime soon.
Larry, is this war really about oil? Is this about...
No, I don't think it's about oil. I think that this is more about trying to take out Iran as a country that was not controlled by the United States or Israel. And the United States and Israel wanted to be able to control this country, dictate what it did, dictate who it could support. Iran was the one of the primary supporters for Hezbollah and Hamas, and those were seen as obstacles in Israel's attempt to gain complete control of, you know, from the river to the sea, to live out their Zionist fantasy.
So where does this war go? I mean, I spoke with Bob Moriarty today, and he was saying that it's hard to claim a victor when it's hard to claim the objective, first of all. Like, he's not even sure what this war is about. It seems like it's a revolving door where the goalpost keeps changing and it keeps moving. And where's the end? Do you see an end in sight? I don't know if this was tongue in cheek, but he was talking about either Israel destroys Iran or Iran destroys Israel. I mean, what do you see? How do you see this playing out? Is there a happier ending?
Well, no, I don't think there's a happy ending in sight anywhere here. What we're looking at is the United States is going to run out of weaponry, and you know, if they continue at the current pace and try to escalate the pace, they're going to run out of precision missiles. And there are three categories. You've got air defense missiles, the PAC-3s and THAADs. Those quantities are now virtually exhausted. So you really can't count on those. And in each one of these categories, there are eight basic missiles we're talking about. The United States doesn't have a clear alternative for replacing them. There's no solution on the horizon. The second one are the suppression of enemy air defense missiles, like a HARM. There are two versions of HARM, an old version, new version. Again, the new version has got like 200, so virtually nothing, it's out. The old version, it's down below probably 2,000. So again, that's effectively exhausted. And then you got the offensive missiles. You got the Tomahawks, the JASMs. JASMs, a cruise missile launched from a combat aircraft. You've got the precision strike missile, which is launched from a HIMARS. Again, that's exhausted because that's a new system that's come online. And reportedly for this year, Lockheed Martin only produced like 56 of them. Yeah, you go, okay, that's cool. Then you've got the ATACMS. ATACMS don't have the range. They're out. So, what the United States is looking at is, it says, well, let's step it up. Let's start building them. Well, you need this one little thing called rare earth minerals. And each one of those precision-guided missiles contains at a minimum four different types of rare earth minerals that is controlled by the government of China. And China right now has strict export controls on rare earth minerals. They'll export them as long as they're going to be used for purely civilian products. But anything that can have any kind of military application, they're not exporting it because they said, yeah, why are we basically going to give ammunition to a guy holding a gun that wants to shoot us? We're not going to do that. So this is the ability of the United States to sustain active combat against Iran is in real question, number one. Then you've got Iran, the improved accuracy of their ballistic missiles, because they discovered last in the June 2025 12-day war, Iran was using GPS systems. Huh? Guess who controlled the GPS system? United States. And the United States was able to backdoor through the GPS into the missile systems. So any coordinates that Iran would put in saying, okay, we want to hit at the XYZ spot. And the United States would go in and hack it and change X to W. And so it'd go to the WYZ spot, which wasn't the intended target. So Iran came to realize that the United States had been, messing around with them. And they switched over their system to the Beidou, the Chinese Beidou system. It's also a GPS system, except independent of the United States, not hackable by the United States. And it was developed after China got shut down. One of their ships got shut down back in 1993 by the U.S. turning off the GPS so the ship couldn't navigate. And the Chinese said, well, hell with that. That's not happening again. So they developed their own system. And so with this new improved, they're now at least on version 3, Iran is hitting targets with great accuracy. And so they continue to decimate U.S. personnel, U.S. equipment, including aircraft, U.S. radar systems. And so the United States is being forced out piece by piece from the Gulf. Right now, they sought refuge in Jordan, and Jordan's getting the hell beat out of it on a daily basis now. The U.S. has this, this is a clear example of the problems with the United States. They built a new drone, the MQ-4C, Triton. How much is the Triton? You can get it for a cool $250 million. So you buy four of those bad boys, you got $1 billion worth of drones. And you know what? the Iranians shot one of them down about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. So they had forward, they had another one of these Tritons forward deployed in Jordan. And a week ago Monday, the United States pulled it back out because it's too risky to keep it in Jordan.
Hey guys, Andy here. If you like this clip, please click in the show notes below to get the full interview or in the link in the discussion to get the full interview. We launched NRS World recently, and if you want to be a part of that community, please feel free to subscribe. It'll help us grow the channel to get you the best geopolitical guests that we can come up with and to help you stay informed. See you over there.